USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is bringing some star power to the legal team that will defend him in a Senate impeachment trial. The president added Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to the team. Both have appeared on TV as legal experts. Clinton impeachment trial manager, former Congressman Bill McCollum of Florida, tells Fox News regarding Dershowitz.
Well, I've known Alan Dershowitz a long time, and I've read his works. He did not, of course, believe that President Clinton should be impeached and removed, and he certainly doesn't believe that President Trump should. His view is more narrow than mine, even, of what is an impeachable offense. So I think he'll make a brilliant constitutional argument about what is impeachable and what isn't.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department will open an investigation into claims someone was running surveillance on one of its ambassadors. Pompeo says he didn't know anything about this until news reports broke. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The on-again, off-again peace talks with the Taliban are on again. The latest from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Reports are the Taliban wants to implement a 10-day ceasefire with U.S. troops and will reduce violence with Afghan forces if it can reach a deal with U.S. negotiators in talks that are underway now in Qatar between the U.S. and the militant group in an effort to resolve the conflict in Afghanistan. And a Taliban spokesman said on Twitter on Friday the talks have been useful so far, though the State Department has not commented on them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Harvey Weinstein's trial on sexual assault charges is moving forward as a jury has been seated in Manhattan Criminal Court. The 12-person jury is made up of 7 men and 5 women, 8 white and 4 black. Only 3 alternate jurors were chosen, consisting of 2 women and 1 man. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, attorney Alan Dershowitz is joining President Trump's impeachment legal team. He was on C-SPAN last month and was talking about impeaching President Trump. Now, he also wrote a book titled The Case Against Impeaching Trump.
I certainly am strongly opposed to impeaching the president on the 2 grounds proposed by the Judiciary Committee. Neither of them is found in the Constitution. They're the kinds of broad, general, vague, open-ended criteria that can be weaponized against virtually any president when the opposing party has a majority in the House of Representatives. It's Hamilton's nightmare. Hamilton said that the one thing he feared most was that impeachment would turn on the number of votes each party had rather than on the guilt or innocence of the person being impeached.
President Trump's signing of a landmark trade agreement with China is sure to help many farmers in middle America. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News this is a big deal for farmers in her state.
Well, it was historic. This trade agreement will have a real impact on real everyday people. So for decades, we've been treated unfairly by China and their trade practices. They protected their markets. They've manipulated their regulations. And what this agreement does is it really, for the first time, gives us a fairness issue that we can take to the bank. So our farmers and ranchers in South Dakota are thrilled.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.